you'd say, oh, so-and-so sure got a, he just got
a bunch. Got a bunch of children or a large family, some would say.
Ever hear people around here use the word passel? He's got a passel of children?
I've heard that word used a little, but not much.
Would anybody say that he's got so many head of children? Ever heard that?
I don't believe I have. Like saying 6 head or 10 heads, I don't believe I have about children. They'll talk like that about cattle.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Corn grow pretty well around here?
Oh, yeah. Corn grows real good around here.
I see. What, you know that part that covers the ear of corn?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Shuck.
Mm-hmm. I see. And there's a part that grows right out the top of the stalk.
Mm-hmm. That makes a, you talking about that thing bushes out, we call that a tassel.
I see. What does that have any, does that tell you when the corn is ready or anything?
No, it don't. I don't know what that's for, but if corn don't put on that tassel, it won't put on no corn.
Mm-hmm. I see.
It has something to do with it. The way that you can tell when your corn is ready, people that raise it and know it, and I can go in a field of corn and just pick out good ones and leave the bad ones as good, because I can tell by the color of the shuck and the silks that runs out at the ends of them shucks. If they're the least bit dry, you better let that one alone.
Yes, ma'am.
It'll be too hard. Well, if it's plum, if they're plum white and damp feeling, the corn's not old enough.
I see. One thing I don't think you mentioned, you know, this yellow vegetable, most of it has a crook neck.
That's a squash.
Does that grow around here?
Yes.
You like that pretty well?
Oh, I do. I like squash. But now there's two kinds, and there's several different kinds. But there's a yellow squash with that crook neck, and then there's a round, flat squash. And they're kind of green and white. They get up about that big round, and they'll be about that thick, you know, flat. And they're a lot better than the yellow squash.
I see.
I like them a lot better. And you can slice them and put them, sprinkle a little cornmeal or flour, one the other, on them, and a little salt, and fry them, and they're the best things cooked that way.
Yes, ma'am.
And you know, I like green tomatoes fried that way.
Really? But I've never had that.
They don't like me, nothing fried. I'm not supposed to eat anything fried, but sometimes I'll slip a little.
It's hard to cut out something completely, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It sure is.
What about this big old orange thing that people like make jack-o'-lanterns out of at Halloween?
Pumpkin?
Those grow around here?
Yeah. And nearly every fall, I buy a pretty good sized pumpkin and cook it up and flavor it and fix it up, you know, for eating, and then pack it in plastic boxes and put it in deep freeze. But I don't think I'll fix one this year. I fixed one last year, and I think I've still got one or two little bitty boxes full in yonder, and I don't care much about it anymore, and Lodi don't eat it at all.
You like pumpkin pie?
No, I don't care for pumpkin pie.
Is that right?
Now, if I had my way at it, I sure do love pecan pie.
Oh, I do too.
And coconut pie. Now, that's good.
That's right.
I don't like coconut pie made with this bulk coconut. I tell you, now, she brought me a real nice coconut today. It's not a big one, but it's a good heavy one. It's got plenty of juice in it, and all, and it's heavy. You can tell it's a good one. And I